Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we're starting to gear up for the resumption of the NFL season here in Philadelphia with a monster contest. Sunday at 4:25, Lincoln Financial Field, the world champion, oh, it hurts to even say it, the world champion New England Patriots versus the previous world champion Philadelphia Eagles will face off at 4:25. And we got great show. Oh, my God, Al. We got so much great stuff today. Conklin's here. He will be mixing in amazing little surprises throughout the show. You will be blown away by that. We have an expert here. You heard him chuckle. Mm-hmm. Mr. Billy King is right here in the studio for the show today. Billy, we love when you
Good
come
morning.
By.
Good morning.
Love when Billy's here because we got a lot of ground to cover. Al, at 7, we'll get the professional troublemaker, Joe Giglio. At 8 o'clock, we will have Ruben Frank assess one of the dumbest comments ever made by somebody employed by a sports team in the city of Philadelphia. It was said yesterday. I'll get to it in a minute. Mm-hmm. And at 9 o'clock, why don't we head down to Scottsdale, Arizona? Oh. Matt Breen of the Inquirer is there covering the GM meetings. Mm. And I'm wondering if Matt Klintak is making any more sense down there at those meetings that he did with our midday guys last week. I hope he is, because he made no sense then. None! Let's get to the stories at hand. Al?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're on a bye week, you know what you do?
Rake leaves?
No.
No.
Stop it.
I did yesterday.
You take a step back. And you develop a perspective.
Yeah.
Over what you have seen in a disappointing 5-4 start.
Oh.
It would be more disappointing if they didn't win the last two games before the bye. But the Eagles at 5-4, out minimum 6-3, right? Minimum 6-3, maybe 7-2. You didn't figure to lose to an awful team like Atlanta.
No.
We didn't know they were that bad then. Yeah. How do you lose to Atlanta? How do you lose to the Lions at home? Bad losses. But then you beat the Packers in Lambeau Field. Been a weird first 9 game. But then you take a step back and you look at the situation and you develop a perspective. And I have the perspective now. Al, it probably should have occurred to me a couple of weeks ago when I was given a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should have occurred to me even before that. But I'm going to take you back. This isn't a week when we will happily reflect on 2 years ago when your opponent was the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And I would state the greatest victory in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. Ray, is that correct? Greatest victory?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes.
Eagles beat the incredible Patriots in the middle of their dynasty and won a Super Bowl for their city. And after it, a couple of days after, Al, go right there on the steps. Here's the clue to what you should know about the Philadelphia Eagles in 2019. The clue happened in 2017. Here's Jason Kelce.
Hungry dogs run faster, and that's the team.
Hungry dogs run faster. Al, do you have breakfast tonight?
No.
You did not have it?
No.
Are you hungry right now?
No.
Why do you ask him stuff like that? Why?
He wasn't going to play.
How many years you worked with him?
Well, no, he made my point.
I'll have lunch, though. I'll be starving.
Al has something in common with the 2019 Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Not hungry.
Not hungry.
They're not hungry.
No.
They are not
hungry. They'll be hungry this week.
I can't even tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
They're not. Now, I'm going to do something next here that will irritate people. Because it's a former Cowboy who said it, and he was a total bust when he was here. But when Orlando Scandrick was trolling the Eagles a couple of weeks ago,
there you go.
Right? He was on network TV.
Yeah.
And Orlando Scandrick actually said something that was 100% true. And I'm going to prove it in the next 5 minutes here. Here's what Skandrick said about this Eagles team now.
That locker room is different. I would tell guys when I came there, like, I still feel like they're living on that Super Bowl high. Like, it's over. You living in the past.
Al, they're not hungry.
Not as hungry as they were.
They're not hungry. They're not holding themselves to the 2 years ago. You know, this was the unreachable goal to win a Super Bowl. God forbid you'd have to face the Patriots to do it. God forbid you'd have to do it without your starting quarterback. And they overcame all that. And they did because of what Kelce said. They wanted it so damn bad, they would have done anything to get it. Right, Rhea? They
Absolutely.
Did at the trade line. I was in the hospital. They got Jay Ajayi.
Yeah.
They didn't even need him.
Well,
at the time, you went, do we need another running back? And they ended up needing him. But they went to the nth degree to give themselves a chance, however small it might be, to win a Super Bowl. And they did it. You seeing that now?
No.
You seeing anything close to that level of commitment or hunger in our football team?
I saw it with Seattle last night.
I'm getting to that. I'm holding her back. She's going to say something in about 15 minutes that's going to really annoy people. Because I know, because it annoyed me.
It's not going to take that long.
It annoyed me. But hold back on that, because I'm getting to Seattle right now. Do you consider, Rhea, when you think of all the brilliant football minds that we encounter, does the face of Al Morgani ever pop up in your head?
Rarely, if ever.
No, never.
No.
Football expert, hockey, maybe.
No.
Not football. This Shadrul sitting here, right? Al, this was right around the beginning of the season, right? Before the season?
Right before the season.
Yeah.
You were here yelling and screaming for, we all thought, what's he doing now? You wanted a player for the Eagles to get, and you knew he was available, and you knew he would help the team. Who was that player?
Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney. Al begged him. Al said, no, he would be great here. You lost Michael Bennett. You lost Chris Long. You need another pass rusher. Al Morganti said this.
Game wrecker.
Yeah.
Game wrecker. Last night, Al, did you notice him at all?
Would you like me to read what he did last night?
Oh, would you please?
So he had returned a fumble for a touchdown, set up another with a strip sack, 5 quarterback hits, 12 quarterback pressures.
12?
Yeah.
What? 12 quarterback pressures in one game?
Yes.
Seriously?
He was insane last night.
Oh, I'm looking at my stats here. I got to see if any of our defensive ends, maybe Graham, even has 12 pressures.
He's having a good
season. The whole season. Vinny Curry, I bet you, hasn't, Al.
No.
What the hell has he done? Even Barnett hasn't been everything we had hoped he would be. Well, here's Al Morgani. Al begged him. You could have had him. Howie Roseman could have had him before the season. For a 3rd-round pick and a 5th-round pick. 3 and a 5. And there was some scrub player thrown in, but he's nothing. All right? Here's what Clowney was capable of doing against an undefeated Niners team last night.
Garoppolo is in the gun from his own 23. Shotgun snap is high. 4-man rush. He's hit. Brought down. Ball is loose. Picked up by Clowney at the 10. On drives to the 5. Runs into the end zone. Touchdown, Seattle.
And that 12. 12, I'm sorry. You threw that stat at me. I didn't have that stat. My head's spinning right now. Sorry. Billy?
Well, out of that, which is amazing, out of his $15 million, Texas is paying 7 of it, too.
Oh, wow. They're paying for him to play for another team.
Yeah.
And he's killing it. And Howie, was there any indication Howie even sniffed around there?
Not real serious.
Didn't see any indication he did anything. Why not?
I don't know.
Because he had so much great stuff here?
I mean, a little bit of baggage with him, you just look at the game tapes and what he can do. I mean, contractually, even if it's for a year.
Not hungry. You understand me? Not hungry. Joe, play the Kelce again. He's on the steps, Al. He was right, you know. That year, they were so damn hungry, they wouldn't be denied even by a dynasty in the middle of their dynasty. Yeah, Jason, say it again.
Hungry dogs run faster. And that's this scene.
Where's the hunger now? And now I'm going to play for you. Top 5 dumbest things I've ever heard in 30 years on the radio. All right. Top 5 dumbest things. All right. Can we start with a consensus on the Eagles wide receiving core? Rhea, impressed?
No.
Have they been a deterrent to success or a help for success?
Average to below.
Oh, no. I'd say below. Billy?
Not impressed.
Good job by the wide receivers?
Not so far.
All right. Is one of the symbols of their ineptitude Mac Hollins, who has done virtually nothing? Nothing as a wide receiver. Now you say it, I'll prove it to you. I'll be happy to. Mac Hollins, Al, has not had a single reception since September 26th, the game against the Packers.
Ooh.
He has had none on a wide receiving core with nobody, right? There's nobody there. There's no Antonio Brown. There's nobody. There's not even a Golden Tate there anymore. This guy has made zero connections. He has one catch in six games.
Isn't that the guy who told everybody, I'm not a wide receiver, I'm a special team?
Correct. Yes. We believe him now.
Right. Yeah. Hold on, I got one more for you. He has, in the past 222 snaps that he is on the field, one reception. One. Rhea, would you grade him highly?
No, not at all.
You would not grade him
highly? No, I would not.
Billy King, who did this for a living, laughed at the notion that that output we'll get you a high grade. Are you right?
I just like to see the grading system.
Well, Carson, hold on, I'll say it. We started trashing this guy on Friday. Little did we know that this guy has to be the most clueless assistant coach we've had in this town in a long time. Carson Walsh, W-A-L-C-H, is the wide receiver coach. And yesterday, for reasons that make no sense, he was allowed to speak. All right? And he made this statement about the work of Mac Hollins at wide receiver.
Mac Hollins, he does not have the catches that you talked about. But at the end of the day, when Mac Hollins grades out for us, he's one of our top graders every week because he aligns right, he assigns right, and plays with great effort. And we believe when the ball comes Mac's way, he's going to make the play for us.
When the ball comes Mac's way, he's going to make the play for him. One reception in 223 snaps over seven games.
He lines up right.
His alignment. Billy, I'm going to you with this because you had the power to fire people. And I would, while he was finishing the sentence, I would have handed him a pink slip, all right, for saying anything that stupid, that you care so little about the actual production of a player. You have found a way to grade him highly, even though he's making no contribution to your team. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I don't know if you fire him, but one, you don't let him speak. I just don't think there's a reason that assistant coaches should talk because of the...
You didn't let them talk.
No, I didn't.
Because you were afraid they wouldn't...
They don't know how. They're not used to it.
Yeah. But, Al, that is a dumb comment.
Yeah.
No, that is than a dumb comment. It's stupid. It's insulting. You're saying we don't care about the actual production of our players. We're grading them in a system that's entirely different from
you're
that.
You're grading on a curve, and that's against J.J. Ortega-Whiteside, who apparently maybe can't line up right.
Well, maybe. You can't tell me somebody's playing well when he's not doing anything.
But if he's lined up right, he's not offsides and things like that. That cost you 5 yards.
He's got more penalty yards than reception.
That's the bar. That's such a low bar. It reinforces my original premise, which is they are simply not hungry now. Yeah. I'm not saying Doug isn't hungry. He seems hungry to me, Al. Looks to me like Wentz is very hungry.
He'll be hungry this week.
No, but they're all... Individually, you would say, well, Kelsey's still hungry. You know?
Yeah.
But when you look at the big picture, Skandrick is right. They're still smelling themselves from 2 years ago. And that has to stop on Sunday. They have to come out on Sunday with the same attitude they had when they faced the Patriots in that Super Bowl. And they have to figure out a way in front of their home fans to win that friggin' game. They got to do it. And they can't approach it the way their wide receiver coach is. It doesn't matter if we actually produce anything. We'll grade you highly anyway. That's garbage.
Well,
I like to see, did they target him? Did they even throw the ball his direction?
No. They have targeted him 3 times in 9 games.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard for him to catch it if they don't throw it to him.
Well,
he can't throw it to him because the quarterback won't trust him.
I have a feeling, Al, he may not be open. Like, if a guy's standing there wide open and you're flushed out of the pocket, you would throw it to him.
Yeah.
Out of duress. This apparently never happens in the case of highly graded Mac Hollis.
Highly graded.
All right, but he's doing well. I wish I had this Carson Welch as a teacher when I was in school, Al.
I did.
Because he great. You did?
At all six
That's
schools.
That's how Al got here. All right, anyway, here's what we're going to do today. I got the ultimate prize. I only need one prize today, Al, because it's amazing.
What is it?
Great seats. Patriots-Eagles Sunday. Ooh. Look at Financial Field. How
can
do you
I,
win
Can
it?
I win?
This is good. No, but you can help us to judge it because some of the players that we have on our list were part of your era.
And by the way, I heard this ticket is like the impossible ticket to get.
It's maybe impossible. Well, it's possible here today.
Exactly.
All you got to do is name me somebody. Philadelphia sports figure. This includes players, includes management, includes everybody. Who's not hungry enough? Past or present. Not hungry enough. Billy dealt with this every day. Mm-hmm. Guys with great talent, but they didn't have the motivation. They didn't have that
no
extra
engine.
Spark. Yeah. No engine. All right. There are a lot of them we've had here at all different jobs. Not hungry enough for Philadelphia. That's what I'm looking for. Jump on. Claim some of the big names early and get great seats to Eagles versus Patriots. I mean, what a big game. 888-729-9494. Jump on now. Pound 9494 on your AT&T of Rights cell phone. You agree with me. They're not hungry enough. When we come back, because I want to get this out of the way early.
What is it?
Rhea Hughes is going to do something horrible. Mm-hmm. She is going to make a statement that she made to me earlier today. And it is offensive. It is upsetting. And it is really, really, it's like treason against her own city. It's treason.
Treason?
It's treason.
Ooh. What?
Whoa.
She's turned her back on her own city. But she's going to say it. She has promised me she will not, you know, wiggle off the you're going to say it, right, Rhea? You're going to say it?
Yeah, and I don't think a lot treason. Of people will disagree with
oh,
me.
Oh, no. Everyone will disagree
treason.
With you.
Treason.
It's treason. You will hear radio treason when we return from Rhea Hughes. 888-729-9494. WIP Sports Time. 668.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.